from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Derek Shelton, the man presiding over some terrible Pirates baseball as of late. They've lost 10 in a row. Third double-digit losing streak in the Shelton era since he took over. And he also was at the helm of 2 100 loss seasons. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. The big question now is, what do they do with Paul Skenes? Are we going to be treated to Paul Skenes starts as the silver lining to what is otherwise a playing out the string close to the season? Do we still get every fifth or sixth day a Skenes day, some light at the end of the tunnel, or a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow to make this more palatable, this Pirates collapse? Or are they going to deprive us of that too because they think overall it's in Skenes' best long-term interest? Now, I don't know if Donnie went with this on the air, but I do remember in the back pre-show one day he was saying that he would shut Skenes down. Is that still your opinion, that you would shut him down at some point, or is that?
Yeah, I went with that on the air too.
So what's your reasoning for it?
I mean, I just don't like the idea of putting that risk out there in what will be meaningless mid to late September games in 2024, and God forbid something happen. I understand the man is built different.
Although, did you see what was out there numbers-wise about number of 100-plus-mile-an-hour pitches he's thrown and how much it's decreased as the year's gone on?
Right. Well, that's another thing.
Who's saying this, and what's the...
I saw the number, but it's
the stat?
He threw like 50-some-odd pitches in his first handful of starts, then it dropped in half basically the next chunk, and then his last, I want to say, 3 or 4 at least, he's only thrown 4 pitches over 100.
But is he pacing himself?
I don't know.
I have not heard any justification or explanation for that.
I'm just saying, you clearly saw the tweet that I saw, and I didn't retweet it, I don't think, but it was out there.
But if we're a month from now and they're basically in the same spot, or they're, you know, in no realistic position to actually catch the other teams and jump over the other teams ahead of them, what's the reasoning other than, okay, we'll build up count so you can have a little bit more next year? That's really the only argument people have.
Otherwise, and you don't like that one?
Not really, because if this dude is built so much different, why does that matter so much? You'd rather have this guy be pitching against Aaron Judge in a meaningless game where we don't even know if Aaron Judge will be playing, mind you, in late September. The Yankees could have that locked up by the final series. You'd rather have that, and again, God forbid something happened,
okay,
and 2025 is now thrown off kilter.
So just, is this more about his lack of experience and not wanting to unnecessarily put too much on his plate, or is it strictly about when you wave the white flag on the season, any valuable player should not be put into a situation where he could get injured, and therefore, if it happened, you would not be able to justify the injury?
I don't know if I'd say any valuable player, but this guy is your most valuable one.
Like
this guy's a golden ticket for them.
Like, they have said all year that Cruz's ankle is not like 100%, that he's played through some injury, and that's why his stolen base numbers are so far down.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say the same thing about him in September?
I don't think my concern is quite as high for him, but that if they're saying that already, that's going to be a reason why, if we're a month from now, they say, oh, we're just going to toss him
position,
on the IL.
I can't tell where you're going to go with this, Chris, based on facial expressions that are being made.
Well, position players and pitchers, I think, when you're talking about like reducing their workload and shutting them down, are two completely different things.
They are, for the most part, but when someone has a recent injury and they've talked about it all year, I do think it's
I don't think there's any correlation between him continuing to play on an ankle and like it really. I would say like he wouldn't be playing on an already less than 100% ankle if they thought there was a greater chance of injuring it by playing than just by resting. Like, it's not an injury that can get worse, or it's not an injury where playing is going to increase the likelihood that he re-injures it, okay? So I would keep him playing, because all they've ever said about him all year is he's really only in his second season. Like, he's got to get the reps. He's got to do this.
Yeah.
With Skeens, I would keep pitching him bare minimum 4 more starts, probably 5, for one reason. He's thrown 92 innings in the majors this year. He threw 27 and a third innings in the minors. Now, we all agree, I think, on this show.
So that's 119.
Yeah, 119, exactly. I'm rounding up to 120, basically.
Oh, okay. I will do that then.
Because he started the other inning and didn't finish it, right? So he's thrown 120 innings. If you want him, if the Verducci rule is somewhere like you don't want an innings increase of whatever it was, like over 40 from year over year, if you want him available...
F Verducci. I know he went to Penn State and you
why
feel...
Would that be, wait, why would that be a reason for me to defend
because
him?
You came not... You don't root against people from Penn State. You just root against the sports teams. So I wasn't sure if there was like a...
I think you're really just saying that to try to undercut what you know is going to end up being a sound, logical argument by me.
Well, continue it. I'll tell you at the end.
Oh, you're suddenly the only arbiter of sound and logic. Okay. You were on drugs yesterday. So you said.
No, I was on drugs when I was in college, and I was merely telling people that that was my excuse or reason for eating out of a trash can.
Which is much more forgivable. Anyway, he has 120 innings. You figure Paul Skeens, what, get 6 innings, 7 innings a start right now?
Yeah.
Let's just say, let's spitball that range. 4 more starts would be 28 more innings, get him around 150, between 145 and 150. Maybe you throw a 5th start and he gets into the 155 range. And that would be a roughly 30-inning jump over the previous year. That at least sets you up for Paul Skeens next year to be able to throw 185 innings, 190 innings, and be a full workload guy if you anticipate being better next year. I'm saying I don't necessarily think that'll be the case, but they clearly do. That's their goal. If you want him at your disposal for the entirety of 2025 and whatever playoff run they think they might make, you owe it to yourself to stretch him out this year to get him ready for next year. Because if they shut him down at like 125 innings, then suddenly next year he can only go 160 innings. And then it's year 3 of Paul
shutting
Skeens.
Him down at 125 innings should be this.
Like one more start and then
start
he's done.
Friday, tomorrow night, and then he's done.
Yeah, for all of September, essentially. And then like probably one August start. Even shutting him down after 2 more starts still doesn't set you up to have a full Paul Skeens in 2025. That should be the goal here. Not does he finish in the top 2 of the rookie of the year and then we lose a year of service time. No. Paul Skeens needs to be full go, fully at your disposal, not being managed at or pitch counted or inning counted or 6-man rotation in any way starting on opening day 25.
So just to be clear then, if he were to suffer some kind of injury that affected his availability for next year, in the next month and a half,
mm-hmm.
you would not
I would still
feel
say
good
it was in
coming on the air and saying,
they
what
screwed
the hell?
Up. Yeah, because I would say it was in service of you're trying to get him and, stretched out to be ready for all of next
and
year.
And just to be clear with Donnie, if Skeens got injured in a start 3 weeks from now with the Pirates 15 games out of a playoff spot and it affected his availability for next season, you would say, what the hell were they doing?
Yes, I would.
I gotta side with Donnie on this. In that,
it's okay to be wrong, both of you.
In that, I feel like these games for the Pirates are basically like glorified NFL preseason games.
That's fine. In many ways, they are. But I want to stress to both of you, get ready for the same discussion about him next year if you do this. When are they going to shut him down?
But why?
Because they'll rigidly...
Because of the Verducci rule?
I think you don't think that a lot of teams, including especially maybe the Pirates, adhere to that basic mindset.
My mindset would be...
I'm not asking what your mindset would be. My question was, you don't really think that teams adhere to that?
Do I think some do? Sure.
Do you think the Pirates are probably more likely than not to be one of those teams?
Probably, because he's their golden goose. Laying golden eggs.
Mitch Keller had obviously a very up and down start to his career. In 2021, he threw 100 innings.
He's an up and down pitcher, period, right now.
In 2021, he threw 100 innings. Then he did stretch all the way out the next year. I don't even know if he had minor league starts for any reason in 2021. But then he did throw 160 innings the next year, so it was a pretty big jump. Then he jumped to 194 innings.
I'm just not really comfortable making him pitch into September with the Pirates not in it. Because I don't think I could live with myself if he got hurt. That's the filter I run it through. Are you prepared that if he got injured doing his job, you would say it was worth it? And my answer is no. Like, the Verducci rule jump is not enough for me to say, okay, throw him out in games where they're 15 games out of first place.
Keller, by the way, to my suspicion, correct. In 2021, he actually threw about 130 innings. So they only jumped him 30 the next year, then 30 the year after that. Just be prepared for both of you, if they were to shut him down in service of the idea you were both talking about, to have this same discussion next year if he's creeping around 160 innings in September.
I will cross that bridge when we get there, Chris.
And then you'll say, and if they were to shut him down or be hyper-cautious in an actual playoff race, you can both say, Malzy, we should have listened. You were right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.